Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, then you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Welcome to In the Bullpen, Up and Ready, a ministry of developing contenders. The call has come. You need to get up and ready now.
And look who's coming up. High fly ball into right field. She is gone!
After declaring himself to be the light of the world and promising those who follow him that they will never walk in darkness, Jesus begins speaking about freedom and slavery as we move into John chapter 8, verses 31 and following. He declared the need for sinners to be set free from slavery to sin. And this included those who were a part of the visible covenant people of God. Then in John 8, 36, we read these words from our Lord and Savior. "So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." As we continue to consider the implications and the expectations of our lives as those who say, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus," we know that seeing Jesus with the eyes of faith means we have freedom in him. If the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. Jesus sets us free from the penalty of sin. This happened in our justification. Jesus sets us free from the power of sin. This is happening as we are being sanctified. Jesus sets us free from the presence of sin. This is a future event that awaits our glorification. The evidence that we have been set free is believing and abiding in Christ, hearing and obeying His word out of love for our triune God. Being set free in Christ, we live accordingly. Having been freed from sin, we have become slaves of righteousness. We run the Christian race in such a way as to win, exercising self-control. We act as free people, the free people that we are, but we do not use our freedom as a covering for sin, but we use it as slaves to God. We are slaves to King Jesus. As such, we must never voluntarily become slaves to any other. Our freedom was costly. It was secured by the broken body and shed blood of Christ Jesus. And it will cost us as we live with spiritual freedom in Christ and we refuse to be enslaved to those who oppose King Jesus. Back in 1974, Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote these words. Quote, "Yes, at first, it will not be fair. Someone will have to temporarily lose his job. For the young who seek to live by truth, this will at first severely complicate life, for their tests and quizzes, too, are stuffed with lies, and so choices will have to be made. But there is no loophole left for anyone who seeks to be honest, not even for a day, not even in the safest technical occupations, can he avoid even a single one of the listed choices. To be made in favor of either truth or lies, in favor of spiritual independence or spiritual servility. And as for him who lacks the courage to defend even his own soul, let him not brag of his progressive views, boast of his status as an academician or a recognized artist, a distinguished citizen or general. Let him say to himself plainly, 'I am cattle, I am a coward, I seek only warmth and to eat my fill.' We are not cowardly cattle. We are secure sheep. Because the Son has set us free, we are free indeed. Enjoy your freedom. Get your eyes up, fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, and be ready to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him.